Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Very happy to be here on this Thursday. Dr. Carlo Broussard, our guest. And your questions, welcome. You can ask him anything you like. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, a question about Christianity in general, maybe a question about God or the moral life, whatever it is, Dr. Carlo here for you. 888-318-7884. Already two lines full, four lines waiting for your call. 888-318-7884. Dr. Carlo Broussard, of course, doctor of philosophy, longtime apologist, author of seven books, father of almost as many children. Dr. Carlo Broussard, I've never done an intro of you like that before. Dr. Carlo, welcome.
Cy Kellett, it's great to be back with you, my friend.
Yeah, it is. Like you say, back. Like you've been with the family a little bit of the summer and doing other things. Yeah. So it's nice to see you here.
Yep, my role for Catholic Answers has taken me on a variety of different projects and travel, so I haven't been able to be in the saddle for the broadcast, but it's good to be back on with you, man. It's great to hear your voice and to be chatting with you. Looking forward to today's broadcast.
Again, 888-318-7884 is the number. Dr. Carlo Broussard back just in time. I'm going to ask you this, Dr. Carlo. Are some saints better than others at certain things? I mean, Catholics all know St. Anthony if you lose your car keys, all right? They all know the Virgin Mary if you can't find a parking space. But those are somewhat trivial. We also know we've got saints for, you know, for cancer. We've got saints for war. We've got saints for all different things, you know, very from the grave to the trivial, because nothing is trivial in the God's plan of love for us. So there's,
are
some of them better at certain things than others? And I am actually going to ask you to wait a second, because I'm very happy that you're here, because we need you to close out our pledge drive. Today is our last day of our pledge drive. We've struggled sometimes. We've had tremendous outpourings at other times, and we need lots of help today. We've got a $20,000 goal to reach this hour, 888-291-8000. 12 of our colleagues on the line right now, ready to take your call. Not a single call yet. So 888-291-8000. Dial now. You'll be the first one in for today. And here's the deal. A $20,000 goal, we know that advances us towards being fully funded for the next 3 months. That's what we do each quarter. We come to you and ask you to fund this program for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. But we have some very generous donors who tell us, look, for every dollar you get this pledge drive, we'll match it. And that's what we've got going, this pledge drive. So any pledge you make right now, make a $1 pledge, it's going to be $2. $10 pledge, $20. $100 pledge, $200. 888-291-8000. Still looking for that first call to get us started today. This is the last day. We won't come to you again until November to ask you for your support. But here's more good news for you. We've got a second set of donors today who said, I'll tell you what, if somebody will give $500 or more, we'll give it another match. So you're double matched. If you call right now and give $500, there's our first call. Thank you so much for that caller. 888-291-8000. You always feel a little anxious until you see that first call. And now I can relax and let people know where we are. If you can come in at a $500 level, a $1,000 level, maybe even a $5,000 level, we've got a pledge that you will be matched twice. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place. 13 lines open, one call on right now, 888-291-8000. Here's the deal, though. A lot of people like texting these days. There's our second call. We're up to two calls now. And you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. As you heard, I'm going to go to a question for Carlo, and we're going to do the regular work. We're not just going to raise money. Part of the reason we can do that is we don't have to run radio stations. You got to support your local radio station. We don't have to run networks. We need to produce a show. And in order to do that, we think we produce the highest quality media for the least amount of money per minute on the air. Like, we have a tight budget. So if you can come through for us today, we'll be funded for the next 3 months. Again, 888-291-8000. Carlo, I didn't let you say anything in all that time.
Well, that was quite impressive, Cy, in order to invite people to call in and make their pledges. Yeah. Again, that's 888-291-8000, as our boss Chris Check would often say. My friends, 888-291-8000. My friends, 888-291-8000. So we are inviting listeners right now to give us a call and help us out here at Catholic Answers, because we do indeed do great work, Cy. The whole entire team. Most people on the outside, they see my face, they see Trent, they see Joe, they see Jimmy. They used to see Tim, and they still see Tim just a little bit because he officially retired now. But there is a host of Catholic Answers employees behind the scenes. I forgot to mention you, Cy. Sorry about that. They see your face, Cy.
Did you see me crying?
All of the faces, all of the faces behind the scenes who are doing such hard and great work to make this apostolate work and bear fruit in the lives of so many people. It's these people that need to be given a shout out for.
Yeah.
Who have worked behind the scenes. And it's these people who are helping us have a voice for the world to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ and fullness of the Catholic faith. And it's donations and pledges at 888-291-8000 that help this Catholic Answers team to stay afloat and continue to do this great work. Again, 888-291-8000.
All right, we're in the last 2 hours. We get to spend them with Dr. Carlo Broussard. I told you we'll go back and let him do his work. We've already given you the number. What did you say, my friend?
888-291-8000, my friends. 888-291-8000.
Dial that, and I'll let. Look, we love the saints. You wrote a book about the saints. Tell me this: is it really true that some saints in heaven, glorified saints in heaven, some of them are better at some jobs than others, or is that not true?
Yeah, that's a bit of a tricky question. So it's a bit of a yes and no answer. It rests on an assumption, I think, that's a bit flawed. The assumption driving that sort of question, Cy, is that the saints directly act within our lives in ways that are the same as how they would act in our lives if they were still alive here on earth.
Oh, I see.
So let's take St. Thomas Aquinas, for example. Like, he was really good at philosophy and theology, better than others in teaching, in studying, in researching. So is he better at that? Was he better at that in this life? Yes. And those habitual skills reside in the soul and follow into the afterlife in the beatific vision. So the soul of St. Thomas Aquinas still has those habits of knowledge and teaching, etc. But St. Thomas Aquinas doesn't teach me in the same way that he would have while here on earth. So then the question becomes, well, how does it work in this order of providence, where we're asking St. Thomas Aquinas to intercede for us in a very, to help us out with our exams, say, or in our studies and in our intellectual work? Well, here's where the yes comes into play to the initial question. God does will to bring about certain intellectual blessings in my life on account of the intercessory prayer of St. Thomas Aquinas. God wills to use St. Thomas Aquinas specifically through his intercessory prayer, as Aquinas implores God to bring about certain blessings in my life that are going to help me in circumstances that would have been akin to St. Thomas Aquinas actually teaching me and helping me in concrete form, right?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So it's not as if St. Thomas is like teaching me or whispering in my ear kind of thing. It's more of St. Thomas imploring God to help me in these specific situations that he would have helped me in a particular way while here on earth. Other times, some saints, you know, were great healers of certain illnesses. And so when they get into the beatific vision, God wills to bring about certain blessings surrounding those illnesses on account of the specific intercessory prayer of that particular saint. So are saints better than others at certain things? Well, if we understand, quote unquote, better than others in this way of God willing to bring about blessings on account of the intercessory prayers of some saints in a particular way, in a special way, then we can say yes. Understood in that sense. What do you think of that?
I like it. I like it. It makes sense. I mean, I wonder if there's also the other side of it too, that saints help us with what we ask them to help us with. And we're more likely to ask a saint, like I'm way more likely to ask St. Francis to help me with my humility, and I'm more likely to ask St. Joan of Arc to help me with my courage. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's right, because they received from God and also developed those virtues within their souls here in this life. And so it's fitting in this order of providence that God would will to bring about those blessings in our lives on account of their intercessory prayer, to show the continuation of the membership in the mystical body of Christ and how God wills to relate to humanity in and through the instrumentality of his creatures, and in this case, his perfected creatures by grace in the beatific vision. And so if folks want answers like that to continue on the air and to help people, then they need to call 888-291-8000 because, Cy, this is the work that we do at Catholic Answers.
It sure is, and you got lots of match reasons to make your pledge this hour, too. This is the last day we're going to talk to you about money here at Catholic Answers until November. We ask you to fund us for 3 months at a time. It costs about $225,000 for all the hundreds of hours and editing and all the things that happen that we produce over the course of those 3 months. We think it's an incredible deal. It goes out all over the world. You see it on your feed, and people see it on their feed in Africa and Asia and Australia. We need your help to make that possible. Well, in other words, what I'm trying to say is we think we give you a tremendous bang for your buck as far as helping people overcome obstacles to faith in Jesus and to faith in the church that Jesus founded. We need your help to continue to do that. There's a match for everybody, anybody, any amount matched 100% both hours today, 888-291-8000. If you're able to come in at the $500 or more level, it will be matched a second time by another donor, 888-291-8000. Dr. Carlo Broussard, our guest. We are going to keep going back to the phones. I did want to say thanks to somebody because Lori from Texas was that caller that just a few minutes ago you heard me say, there's our first call. Well, I found out who it was. It was Lori from Texas. So, Lori, thanks for getting us started.
Thank you. Yeah.
Three calls on right now, 13 lines open. Less than 2 hours to go for us to be fully funded, $20,000 to raise this hour, and tons of match money still available, 888-291-8000. It would be wonderful if those phones would light up a bit now so that we don't have to be, they get crowded at the end of hours, as you can imagine. Yeah. So if you're thinking about picking up that phone, the advantage of going now is there's so many lines open that'll clear lines later in the hour. 888-291-8000. Can you go maybe safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com? All the matches apply the same there. Or text the word Catholic to 24365. All right, we haven't got any phone questions for you yet, so let's go to the phones, Carlo. Dr. Carlo Broussard, our guest up first is Jason in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Jason, I think we raised money yesterday and never got you on the air. Is that right? Are you calling for a second day?
Yes, I did. I didn't get to speak with Joel, but
well, we promoted you to Carlo. However, we didn't want you to settle for Joe. We promoted you to Carlo.
But I do want you to know that I did do a $25 a month pledge. Oh,
blessed be
Jason,
God.
Thank you very much. Jason. Thank you. All right, we'll let you have two questions then.
I want to thank you guys because you guys have been a real blessing and have actually helped me come back to the Catholic Church.
Oh, beautiful. Praise the Lord.
So I want to thank you guys for that. So my question is, when we confess our sins to the priest, and then after there's the priest gives you the absolution, I believe it's called.
Yes.
Yeah. He absolves your sins. What is the purpose of the penitent prayers, like the Hail Mary, the Our Fathers.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of that, and when was it brought forth into the Catholic Church?
All right. So with regard to the latter question, I mean, from the very beginning of early Christian practice of the sacrament of penance or reconciliation, penance was part and parcel of the sacrament, or at least subsequent to absolution. That's why it's called the sacrament of penance. So it dates back to the origins of the very practice itself. The purpose of it, Jason, is to discharge any remaining debt of temporal punishment due for past forgiven sins. That's sort of the textbook answer that the Catechism, which reaffirms past magisterial teaching, is. And so that presupposes that there's this thing called debt of temporal punishment. What is that? Well, here's the basic explanation of that. Whenever we sin, we take pleasure where we ought not to have taken pleasure. Consequently, there is displeasure due to us, because the way God designed human behavior is that happiness goes with good behavior, unhappiness or displeasure goes with bad behavior. So whenever we take pleasure in bad behavior, there's a disorder. In order to rectify that disorder, displeasure is due to us for the bad behavior. All right. Now, whenever we sin, that displeasure is due to us. We go to God, we beg for his mercy. He forgives us of the guilt of the sin, making our soul interiorly holy. We're no longer having that objective guilt on the soul or defilement of the soul. However, there is still displeasure due to us. That is on account of that past forgiven sin. And that's just basically what we call punishment. Suffering or displeasure due to someone on account of wrongdoing. So there is a debt, not of eternal punishment, because we've been forgiven of the sin, but there is a debt of temporary or temporal punishment. So whenever we go to confession, we confess our sins, we're forgiven of the guilt of our sin, defilement gone, we're interiorly clean. But there is still this debt of temporary punishment due to us. And so the prayers that we pray are acts of love which can take the place of the displeasure due to us. And through those acts of charity, Jason, the Lord discharges or remits that displeasure due to us. It's to where we don't have to undergo the displeasure, right, in order to get rid of it. It's gotten rid of, or at least some of it can be gotten rid of, in and through the acts of charity manifest through the prayers that the priest gives us. Secondly, those acts of love that's animating those penitential prayers subsequent to absolution and confession can also take care of unhealthy attachments to creaturely goods that develop within our souls whenever we go after things in a disordered way, in sinful behaviors. And so the penitential prayers have this twofold purpose: to discharge any remaining debt of temporary punishment due to us for those past forgiven sins, and secondly, to purge the unhealthy attachments incurred through the sin, unhealthy attachments to creaturely goods incurred through the sin. And so that's what the penitential prayers are for. They are ordered toward increasing our sanctity and helping us grow in interior holiness and discharging that debt of temporary punishment due for past forgiven sins. Jason, what do you think of that, my friend?
Can I just ask a quick follow-up?
Yes.
Is there any reason it's like the Hail Mary and the Our Father and not like saying part of the night, like the Nicene Creed or another prayer?
Yeah, there's really no rationale behind it, Jason. It's subject to the discernment of the priest as to which prayers, what sort of penitential prayers he wants to prescribe to you. Could a priest tell you and say, hey, go and pray the Creed? Absolutely. But most priests will say, pray the Our Father, pray the Hail Mary, because the Our Father, we can't perfect on that prayer. That came from Jesus himself. So that's a pretty darn good prayer to prescribe for penitential action. When it comes to the Hail Mary, that's basically quoting sacred scripture itself. We really can't improve on the divine word of God. And so these are two most fitting prayers to pray to exercise acts of love in order to take care of those remnants of sin that I articulated earlier.
Jason, thank you so much. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for the financial support. And thank you for two really fine questions. I want to come back and let people know where we are. We're about 20 minutes into one of our two last hours of the pledge drive. We've got 17 of our colleagues ready to take your calls right now. And we've gotten up to 7 lines full. Right now, just 3 lines are full. 14 lines are open. So thank you to everybody who has called. But we're trying to get to a $20,000 goal this hour. There's 16,000 to go. That's not a bad number. We just need to keep chipping it away at it, and that means asking you for your help. The way we chip away at our goals here is you. You have always supported us. You've always kept this going. I really do think that from what we hear from our donors. People give because they want sanity. They want a sane, generous, not obnoxious, but joyful explanation of the Catholic faith so that people can be pulled out of the deceptions and the meanness of the modern world that people are often suffering through and bring so much suffering. We want people to be brought to joy. That's the ultimate reason for all of it. And the key to that joy is the person of Jesus Christ and the sacraments that he has given us for our salvation. It was a beautiful set of questions on confession right there. You may have noticed that in recent years, lots of our calls are from people who say, I'm thinking about it. I'm getting close. More of those kind of calls than we used to get. We used to get much more challenging, sometimes combative calls. Now it's more, help me out. I've got obstacles to overcome. And one of the greats at helping people overcome obstacles to the faith is our good friend, Dr. Carla Broussard, our guest today. So could I ask you for another set of calls? Fill up those lines, 15 lines now open. $16,000 away from our goal for this hour. We're about 37 minutes from the top of the hour. So doable if you will pick up the phone and call. Can you make that $500 gift? The reason I say the $500 gift is we have 2 separate matches this drive, and every gift of $500 or more is double matched. So could you do the $5,000? Excuse me. Well, sure, $5,000. But could you do $500 maybe $1,000 or maybe $2,500? Get it triple matched right now, or double matched. That is, get the money tripled right now, 888-291-8000. But don't forget, every gift is doubled because every gift is going to be matched 100%. So as I did yesterday, I will ask again, are you maybe someone who has not supported us before? You could come in at the $20 a month level, or maybe you could come in at the $30 or $40 a month level. All of that is matched immediately to us. So let's just take an example. Say you came in at the $30 a month level. That's $360 by the end of the year. That $360 is matched right now. And then you continue to make your commitment throughout the year. So annual pledges where you make a monthly pledge, they will be matched 100% right now. 2 folks on the line right now, 15 lines open. I don't want to take up too much of your time with fundraising. I want Carlo to be able to answer questions. And we want to get back to the work of removing obstacles. 888-291-8000. Please call. By the way, Eric came into my office this morning, told me about a delightful... Eric is in the office next to me. He does editing and lots of work in the publishing side. And we had a great time talking about a hilarious call he took yesterday from a donor. Sometimes the calls are sad. Sometimes they're encouraging to us. But we love... It's so much fun to compare notes about the wonderful people who call. So if you want to share your story, share it. And we'd love to hear it. 888-291-8000. The other possibility, though, is you'd like to get off the line really quickly. We had a lady call yesterday who was, at the moment she called, being cut off in traffic and said... After some colorful language said, I need to get this done quickly. And we did. We got it done quickly. So you can tell them that as well. 888-291-8000. 15 lines open. Carlo, you know why I keep using the word obstacles? Because you're the guy to remove obstacles to the faith.
Indeed, that was the title of, or at least subtitle of, my first book published by Catholic Answers Press back in 2015, Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. And the reason why we entitled the book that way is because, at least for me, I view the work of apologetics in and through the ministry of John the Baptist, preparing the way for the Lord, lowering the mountains, filling the valleys. And we do that here at Catholic Answers because of the good people who support us financially with their pledge. When they call 888-291-8000, that's 888-291-8000, they can help us continue to prepare that way as our Lord approaches individuals for them to encounter him in his truth and his love. But there are obstacles in the way. And the work of apologetics can go a great length at removing many of those obstacles so that individuals can encounter our Lord either initially for the first time, or if they've already encountered him, to encounter him more deeply. That's 888-291-8000. Call right now. We got a long ways to go, but we trust that you will help us out. Si?
We've said it all through this pledge drive. We're so grateful for the calls. Perfect time to call now. Make your pledge. There's young people that we're reaching now. That's what's so exciting. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Ask me anything. Dr. Carla Broussard, our guest. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, whether you are a Catholic believer or not a Catholic believer, you are welcome to call. And we do our very best to give you a good answer, 888-318-7884. Maybe you're opposed to the Catholic Church. We don't mind that call. We're happy to have that conversation. We are of the old-fashioned view that civil conversation among people who disagree with one another is a good thing, not a bad thing. If you are of that view and you disagree with us, give us a call. But maybe you just have a curiosity. 888-318-7884. You will have to excuse us a little bit because we have to raise some money this hour. We're in our last 90 minutes now. 90 minutes left to raise the money for the next 3 months. And we've got a little more than $16,000 to raise this hour to stay on track. The number is 888-291-8000. We've got a wonderful pair of matches. If you are making a donation in any amount, whether it's a monthly pledge or a one-time amount, the whole thing will be matched 100%. 888-291-8000. Can I convince you to pick up that phone and call? We've got 14 of our colleagues ready for you.
Put them to work.
Put them to work. They want to be put to work. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, if you can make a pledge of 500 or more, it will be double match because we have another match that's been offered for those folks. Carlo, I think I'm going to entrust that to folks because our line, the other lines are busy and there's lots of people waiting for answers. So I think I will just ask people, please be generous and fill up those lines, use up our match money and help us get to that $20,000 goal. And I think we ought to just answer questions. Does that sound okay to you, Carlo?
Hey, man, you're the captain at the helm.
I always love it when you say that.
I shall follow.
That makes, nobody else around here says that. You're the only one. All right, let me just set it up for you then. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The matches apply no matter how you get in touch with us. Finally, you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. Do please dial that phone if you can right now, 888-291-8000. Lily is up there in North Dakota. Welcome, Lily. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, we've spoken before, Lily. We always like taking your call.
Oh, actually, I think that's a different Lily.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize. Well,
no,
I'll tell you what.
Fine.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet the new Lily.
Yeah, you sound even better than her. I'll be honest with you. I was totally faking it on the other thing. Go ahead, Lily.
So I'll try to keep this short, but I grew up non-denominational, and we've recently been in a Pentecostal church actually serving there. I have felt led by God to explore the Catholic Church. And we've been to some masses already, not through OCIA or anything. But my biggest problem is that I just feel like I need to know everything. Like, I feel like there's so much to learn before I join and go through OCIA. But I feel like it would just take forever to, like, learn everything. So I don't know if I should just, like, start going through OCIA before I learn everything or if...
Yeah, good question. All right, so I thought the question was going to be, do you have to learn everything before becoming Catholic? Maybe we can address that as well. But you specified OCIA. So the answer there would be no. You don't have to learn everything before joining OCIA. OCIA is part of it, at least part of the process, is for the sake of inquiring about the Catholic faith. And most OCIA programs will allow for somebody to go all the way pretty much through up until the end. And if they decide not to go through with it, then they back off and they reassess. But it allows for the individual to go through the entire program to get a really good grasp of what Catholicism is in order to make an informed judgment as to whether one should enter into the Catholic Church. Now, we would say one should, objectively speaking, but for you as an individual, you have to be convinced in the mind that the Catholic faith is the true faith in order for your assent and your choice to join the Catholic faith is a rational choice. So there is a need for you to inquire and go through the process in order for you to be convinced. Now, that raises that first question. Do you have to know everything before you can be convinced in order to become Catholic? And the answer is no, because that's just practically impossible. We'll never know everything. But there are certain things that need to be in place, Lily, in order for your decision to be an informed decision and a rational decision. So you would have to inquire as to whether Jesus Christ established the Catholic Church. That's assuming that you're first already convinced that Jesus is God. And we need to do what Jesus says, and we need to receive the gifts that Jesus wants us to receive. You said you grew up in a non-denominational Christian community, so I assume that piece of the puzzle is in place. And so the main question is, did Jesus establish the Catholic Church? And here's the key insight, Lily. If you in your mind can answer yes, if you are convinced of the evidence that Jesus established the Catholic Church, and that Catholic Church can speak on Christ's behalf with his authority, well, then your choice to become Catholic would be a choice to honor and love and serve and worship Jesus, because that's why we're Catholic, because Jesus started the Catholic Church and we want to love Jesus and belong to the church that he started. With regard to everything that you do not know, you would be able to rationally assent intellectually to everything that the church teaches infallibly on account of the authority that it has from Jesus Christ. And so then, with that faith, you seek to understand, and you have a lifetime to do that, which is a lot of fun, I might add. And so, no, you don't have to know everything about the Catholicism to become Catholic, but you do have to be convinced in your own mind that Catholicism is the true religion established by Jesus, and that grounds the assent to the Catholic faith and makes it reasonable. Does that make sense?
I think Lily hit a button on her phone because we didn't drop her, but she dropped. So I'm going to say, yes, Carlo, that made tremendous sense. I'm speaking for Lily now. That was our favorite of all the Lilies that have called. Call back sometime, Lily. We'll get you back on. The number here. I want to give out the number for the pledge drive. 15 lines open. 4 folks talking right now. We have a good long way to go. We got a bit stalled there for a minute, and so we're looking at 25 minutes to the top of the hour, and still more than $15,000 to raise this hour. If you could give us your help and assistance, that will help us be funded for the next 3 months. That will mean thousands of people reached with the gospel. And I mean it, thousands. There are hundreds of thousands of people just on our YouTube page. Take out all the radio, take out all the TikTok, the Instagram, just on our YouTube page. We'll probably reach 750,000 people this month. 750,000 people will watch Carlo or Joe or one of the other guys. They'll learn something. Maybe they'll have an obstacle that's been in their way, taken out of their way. And that's all around the world. I mean, YouTube, of course, is a global phenomenon. So that's just one thing. When you consider hundreds of radio stations, and God bless every radio station that takes this program, but we're able to give it to them free because of you. There's 13 lines open. I really do. If there's urgency in my voice, it's because I'm starting to feel the urgency of being just an hour and 20 minutes away from being done with our pledge drive. Your help needed now. 14 lines open. Can we fill them up? 888-291-8000. If you can make a gift of $20, it's $40 to us right now, and there's plenty of lines open. So don't think, I'm only going to give $10 up, $15, whatever. It's not. I don't want to hold the lineup. Don't think that way, please. We got plenty of people waiting, and our experience has been it takes everybody. A few $1,000 gifts, a few $1 gifts, a bunch of $20 gifts, and all of a sudden you start reaching really high goals. And our goal is high. We got to reach $20,000 this hour. Can you help us? 888-291-8000. 13 lines open right now. Let's get that under 10 and maybe get it under 5 and to 0, and then we will be in great shape. I've enjoyed letting Carlo do his job. We've had lovely callers today.
Yeah.
But I would say this, Carlo. I've asked everybody on this pledge drive, and I'm going to ask you this now and give you a chance to answer.
Here we go.
Have you noticed the young person calling these days is not the same as the young person 10 or 15 years ago? That there is a new openness, that it's a kind of curiosity that they're coming with. They're like, look, I'm not Catholic, but explain this to me. Help me get past this. Have you noticed that? And what do you think? What do you make of it?
The Holy Spirit seems to be moving in the hearts of young people, disposing them with a disposition of openness to inquire honestly about the faith rather than being combative toward the faith. Does the combative spirit still exist? Yes, but there does seem to be this overwhelming movement of the Spirit to dispose young people to be open to the faith. Si, recently I traveled to Des Moines, Iowa. Shout out to Catholic Radio there to do a tour, a Grow in Your Faith tour. I went to 3 different locations and gave some presentations. And at one of them, I remember walking to the car in the parking lot, about to leave after the event. One of the young gentlemen, a young adult male, drove up to me with his friend in the car, and he just said, Carlo, I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart because you guys have inspired me to want to defend the faith. You and all the other guys, Tim Staples and all the other guys on the team, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And he was almost in tears, Si, out of joy and gratitude for what we were able to provide him and the needs that we were able to meet for him. only through the work of the Holy Spirit working through us and the generous support of our supporters. They can call in right now, 888-291-8000. But it's those kinds of stories in multitudes that we could go on and on and on to share to illustrate how the Holy Spirit is working in the hearts of young people. And our work here at Catholic Answers is able to meet their needs, because younger people, again, 888-291-8000, call in with your pledge. Younger people are asking very pertinent questions about the Catholic faith. And we here at Catholic Answers specialize to answer those questions. But we would not be able to do that, Cy, in the way that we do it locally and throughout the world, right? We're an international media ministry. If it were not for the help of our supporters who can call in right now at 888-291-8000 and keep us afloat to continue doing this good work. As you mentioned earlier, Cy, to share joy with others. And that's something unique about the Catholic Answers voice. We do have a voice of joy in sharing the gospel. And we simply want to invite others to share in that joy as well, to experience it, bask in the glory of the Lord. But we cannot do that unless people pledge right now, 888-291-8000.
11 lines open. I'm going to take a quick break, very quick break. And then I'm going to let Carlo take another call. We'll do some more of the work that we're here to do on a daily basis. 11 lines open. While we take this break, could we fill those lines up, please? We are in need of your help. I will make this one appeal before we go to the break. I am looking at, let me just tell you the last 10 or so gifts. Pamela, more than $100. Carrie, more than $50. Catherine, more than $100. William, awesome. $100. Robert, $52. You see what's happening. There's lots of people calling and giving. In order for us to reach our goals, we're going to need some of those folks who can make those larger gifts to supplement that. So if you are able to do that $1,000 gift, there's 10 lines open right now. Imagine if 10 folks called right now and were able to make that $1,000 gift. Fill up those 10 lines and you will move us so much farther along towards being fully funded for the next 3 months. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. The number to call, 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. I don't want to be misleading. I said when I come back, I'm going to let Carlo get to a phone call. And I am going to do that. Carlo, there's nine lines open. Your call needed right now, frankly. We need your help to be fully funded for the next 3 months. We're quite a ways away from reaching our hourly goal this hour. But with your help, especially if there are some of you who can come in at those higher numbers, we will make it. 888-291-8000. I am looking at lots of calls. And we're short of those larger number calls today. So a few of those would make a huge difference for us. 888-291-8000. All right, off we go to Colorado Springs, Colorado. Barbara has been waiting patiently. Thank you, Barbara, for waiting.
Oh, it's a pleasure to listen to you while I'm waiting. So,
Barbara. Thank you.
My question is, I would love to see the Catholic Church unite with the Eastern Orthodox.
Amen.
And theoretically, it would be, relatively easy. But practically speaking, how would they do that since they do not have apostolic succession? Would the Pope have to reconsecrate all of the bishops?
Oh.
And
I don't know whether they would agree
to that.
Barbara, I've never heard that. That's a great question. Thank you.
Yeah, well, actually, Barbara, here's a little bit of a clarification. They do have apostolic succession. The bishops within the Orthodox churches are valid bishops. They go, their bishops are in succession back to the apostles. Now, do they have the succession of St. Peter as the Bishop of Rome? Do they have papal succession? No, they don't. That's why the Catholic Church is identified as the true church, because we have papal succession, and all bishops who succeed from the apostles and other churches throughout the world are in submission to the Bishop of Rome, which makes them officially Catholic as visible members of the church. But those valid bishops who reject the role of the Bishop of Rome as the successor to St. Peter as the universal shepherd of Christ's flock here on earth, i.e. the Pope or the papacy, it's those bishops who are not in visible communion with us, but nevertheless, Barbara, they are bishops. So they have valid holy orders. They have valid sacraments. And so this is a testimony to just how close we are. There are some essential things that divide us, but they are very close to us, much closer than other Christian communities throughout the Christian world. What do you think of that, Barbara?
I'm wondering, where do they get their succession from? If you said it does not come from St. Peter.
Right, right. So how are their bishops, Carlo?
Yeah, their bishops are bishops because they were ordained by a bishop, by a valid bishop who was ordained by a valid bishop, going all the way back to the apostles. Because remember, Barbara, the apostles went out to start preaching and starting local churches. They ordained men to be bishops to succeed them, receiving the sacrament of holy orders. And throughout time, those men would continue to transfer the gift of the episcopate and the office of the bishop. And at points in history, some bishops broke from communion with the Bishop of Rome. So they still have valid orders going all the way back to the apostles through apostolic succession, even though they're not in union with the Bishop of Rome. So here's the bottom line, Barbara. In order to be a valid bishop, you don't have to have historical continuity to St. Peter. You have to have historical continuity to the apostles. But in order to be Catholic, you have to be in union with the Bishop of Rome, who has historical continuity to St. Peter. So hopefully that's helpful. And thank you so much for calling, Barbara.
Barbara, thank you very much. Back to our pledge drive. 12 minutes to go to the top of the hour. About that amount in thousands of dollars. If we can raise $12,000 in the next 12 minutes, we will have reached our goal. Your call needed. So can you come in at the, maybe you could come in at a $500 level or a $1,000 level. Or, you know, there are folks who, Carlo, I don't know if you know this, but one day this week, we were 11,000 away with just a few minutes left, and two donors made the whole thing up. So there are people out there who can be very helpful at this moment.
Yeah, St. Paul has some words of encouragement for those guys. He says in 1 Timothy 6:17-19, the rich are to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future. So we implore you, our fellow friends out there who have the means, who have been blessed by God, to call in right now and give us those large donations so that we can meet our goal for this hour. Again, 888-291-8000. We would love to hear you from you, and we would love to receive your support.
All right, we're coming into we're in the last 50 minutes now of no, excuse me, the last 70 minutes. I went the wrong way with my math. We're in the last 70 minutes of our pledge drive. 14 lines open. 888-291-8000. 888.
So here's a
291-8000. Go ahead, Carlo.
You can't do math. So we need our generous donors to call in and just say, hey, $5,000,
I can do that
and
math.
That's it.
I can do that, Matt. 888-291-8000. Here's some of the generous people who have been helping us out. Diane, one-time donation of $25. Thank you so much. Regan from Michigan, $200 one-time gift. It's the first time, and Regan paid the fees as well. Here's one that makes me so happy. Kristen is listening, and she's getting ready to go into OCIA. She's getting ready to prepare to be a Catholic, and she called and gave $20 one-time with fees. Kristen, thank you so much. Thomas is in Michigan, $500 plus fees. Mary, $120 one-time shout-out to Mr. Fazari in Walla Walla, Washington. Not a clue who I just shouted out to. So, Mary, thanks for that. Pete in Mainville, Ohio. First time he's given to us, gave $500. Awesome. A $500 gift right now is tripled, 888-291-8000. We have two different matches for that $500 giver. So when Pete gives us $500, it's matched once 100% and then matched a second time by a donor who said, I will match any gift $500 or more. John in Utah did the same thing, donated $500 plus fees, and he was telling our Deanna, who's on the phone here, go quick, as he was in a spotty signal area there in Utah. And we got it done. Andrew gave a one-time donation, a $10 donation. And this is what Andrew said. He wanted to let us know that he wanted to let me, Cy, to let Cy know that he would have given more, but he needs some money for Waffle House. We understand, Andrew. We completely understand. Thank you for the 10 bucks. 888-291-8000. 14 lines open. 888-291-8000.
Yeah, Cy, you know, I just wanted to share some more testimonials of the fruits that the work of Catholic Answers bears out there and what we do. So again, on that Des Moines, Iowa trip at one of the parishes, I met this wonderful man who was a former Protestant pastor, and he shared with me that he converted to Catholicism in large part due to Catholic Answers Live, and even more broadly, the work of Catholic Answers, saying to me that it was a major resource for him. And so it was his name, a shout out to Aaron. It was great meeting him, sharing his journey with me and the help that we offered him in our work here at Catholic Answers. But again, we wouldn't be able to do that without the generous support of our listeners. They can call in right now, 888-291-8000. And so these are the sorts of testimonials that we get time and time again. But you know what, Cy? It's not just for converting people or confirming people in their faith. The work that we do at Catholic Answers, and in particular Catholic Radio in general, is actually help people discern things in their lives. So Deacon Mark, who hosted me there, the executive director of Iowa Catholic Radio, was sharing with me how he was discerning whether to take that executive directing job 4 years ago. And it was an answer that someone gave on Catholic Answers Live, Catholic Answers Live to an atheist. And he thought to himself, if Catholic Radio can help an atheist come to acknowledge the existence of God and belief in Jesus Christ, then I need to take this job to keep Catholic Radio on the air. And it was Catholic Answers Live that helped him discern that movement of the Spirit in his heart to choose the job that he's doing. So that's what we do at Catholic Answers, 888-291-8000. We not only instruct in the faith, we not only convert people to the faith, we actually help people discern things in their lives, major moments in their lives, because that's what we're all about here at Catholic Answers, walking with people in their journey.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Carlo. I'm going to let you keep talking. What's the number I just told you we needed to reach before the end of the hour?
The number 20,000. We needed to reach 20,000 by the end of the hour.
I told you a few minutes ago we had 12,000 to go. And a few minutes ago, Carlo, we had 12,000 to go. Right now, we have $3,000 to raise to be fully
blessed
funded.
Blessed be God. Somebody heard that exhortation from St. Paul from 1 Timothy 6. They listening to God's word here, man. Amen
well,
to that.
I got to tell you a funny, a great thing, but it's a little bit, it's humbling what I'm about to tell you. I went to Columbus, Ohio to speak a few years ago, and a wonderful gentleman named Steve hosted me there for that. And he took me up in his airplane. And I'd never been in a small airplane. I'd only been in a big jet. And he was not one of those people. You know how you get in the thing and you're like, oh, they're going to bounce me all around and do all that?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't do that. He was so kind. He was like, he saw me. He said, how are you feeling? I said, starting to feel a little queasy. He goes, I'll take you down. He goes, it's not going to get better. I'll take you down. I'm going to tell you about how Steve almost got us to our goal just now. I'm going to do that when we come back. We've got $3,000 to raise in the next 6 minutes. Can you help us out? $3,000 to go. Eight lines open. 888-291-8000. I have a feeling that something is just happening right now. We're going to pass. But I'll tell you in a couple minutes when we come back. I'll tell you if we made the goal. Everything matched.
Please,
100%. 888-291-8000. Sorry, Carlos. Stepped right on you there. Any gift, 500 or more, double matched. 888-291-8000. I'll be right back. I'll tell you if we made our goal, $20,000 goal, right after this.